So it's fine to just leave your hand if you don't want. Okay. An artist is a person engaged in activity related to creating art, to practicing the arts or demonstrating on art. Okay, all this is just from Google or from internet lah. It's not my definition, but I just want to prepare so everyone know who is an artist. Okay, next. An artist is a performer such as a musician, actor, or a dancer, right? Some of you must think, oh, I can't dance. I have two left leg. I got two right leg, right? But trust me, if you come to my class, I'm not promoting, just if you come, I will teach you how to dance, okay? A lot of people always feel that, wow, it's so difficult. But coming from a man's perspective, it does hard, be honest. I have so much to deal with until I step on what God has called me. I have to really leave it to God to be who I am as an artist for God, right? So some of you might not know, in the creative arts, what I do usually is I will train the people in the dance ministry. I'll give them training. And also setting up the other ministry is the arts ministry, people that paint and draw using arts to reach out to people. So as we go into that, we will learn more, a little bit more about who we are as an artist, okay? So we all know, we all created in His image, right? Amen? Amen. Who not sure? Anyone not sure? Okay, this is from Genesis, right? The God has told us that we all created in image. So definitely, we can be even sometimes what learn from what God has put in our hearts, right? To really do things for Him. Okay, so understanding that is our identity as a child of God. Okay, so if you say, I'm not sure whether am I creative, am I good enough, it's okay. It's always a journey of discovery to know about yourself. Whether am I good at this or am I not good at this? So how can I be a creative person? Okay, next one. Do you think God is a creative God? Only 2%. How about the rest? Do you think that God is a creative God? Why? Okay, this is what I do. So I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. I was teaching in the children's. Okay, we are going to Cambodia in November. So I was in a training with the kids yesterday. So, you know, nowadays kids are very different. They're very vocal, they like to talk, they like to argue, they like to reason with the teacher. Of course, being an adult, I'm quite fierce, like, actually. So every class, when I tell them, okay, do this, they will say no. No, the kids always say no, right? So I will say, wait, would you like to explain your no? All right, I don't want just a yes or a no. I would love them to really think before they make a statement. So I always tell the kids, you don't just say because you just want to say out or something, but you really say out because you want to understanding about it. So I'm going to ask the same question. Do you think God is a creative God? Yes, and why? You can just shout out. It's fine. I want it to be more engaging so everyone can just, what do you think? Do you think God is a creative God? Yes. Why? Sorry? Nature, okay. Created us, yeah. He made everyone different, exactly. Yes, God is creative, right? Why? Because He created the universe. Do you ever think of this? He created the universe, right? So different and so special and so unique. And of course, He created each one of us. Oh, this is actually our camp in June. So I find it that's very unique, right? Do you ever think you have the same Joel? Or do you have the same Nicholas? No, right? There's only one. And it's quite amazing how God can create so many people. And be honest, and God knows each one of you. Even though you might not, it's okay lah, so happy because He's God, right? But this is how amazing God created each one of us. So He is very creative, right? Your hair, your whatever you have on your face, your pimples, right? Everything that you have, because each one of us, you are His masterpiece. Right? When He create you, He don't say just do then, okay, that's all. Move like factory, you know, when they do factory making, move, next, right? But when God create each one of us, He really put everything that He has to create who you are. So doesn't this really creative? This thing, except you don't believe it lah. You just say, oh, so happened that I'm like that lor. God just make me like that. But I think God is making the effort to really prepare and create each one of us. And He knows you by name. Right? That is some amazing thoughts that we wanted to learn. So by saying that, since we are all created in God's image, And we are all his masterpiece. So do you think you are an artist? Which maybe you don't agree at the beginning of the sermon, like, no lah. So if you think that if God has created you, and God is our creation, creator, when we are the creation, so do you think that you are creative? Okay, maybe I give you 1 second to talk to your friend next to you. Do you ask your friend, do you think I'm creative? Or do you think I'm an artist? Talk to your friend. Come. Maybe you say, I don't think so. make friends, right? 11:30 is all about community of love. So that I can drink water. Yeah, thank you. Okay, time's up. So how many of you, your friend has said that you are an artist? And your friend agree? Oh, poor thing. Okay, how many of your friends say that you're actually not an artist? You're not creative at all? Also not. Okay, but it's fine. Anyway, this is just like an icebreaker lah, so that you all can talk a bit, so that you won't fall asleep in this good weather, right? All of us are created in God's image, that's for sure. And all of us actually do have the creativity in us. It's just how we discover ourselves and how do we use it. And a lot, not all of us, because a lot of times we always think that creative people is only the one that dance, the one that move, right? The one that can do different things. But it's not true. All of us definitely have the element of creativity in us. It's how much we discover and how much we are using it. Okay? What is art? Now we come a little bit chim. Chim means a little bit deep, huh? In case. So what is art to you? Wow, it's very stressed there. What is art to you? Okay, so, and some of you are in the arts area as an artist anywhere. So what is art that you're understanding? Is it only dance? Expression. What else? Food for the soul. Wow, okay. Good. Hungry already. Okay. What else? What else? Arts means for you. Beauty. Yeah. Okay. Time's up. For me, I believe arts is an expression of worship. Right? We're talking about a little bit in the church context, right? We're talking about the world outside. But that's a difference. So we're going to go there. So arts, it's just not music. Part of it, but it's not only music. It's not about singing. It's not about clapping hands. Right? But a lot of times when people talk about art, oh, that's the more abstract one. But I think arts is a lot of form. You can come with different format. So dance is one of the expressions of worship. So expression of worship, does it only worship? Worship by singing? Not really, right? So arts also help you to express. So therefore, in the creative ministry, I usually would teach the dancers to really worship with movements. How do you express your worship to God? Using your hand and your body. A lot of us, of course, as Asians, we always worry, like, oh, you know, people will laugh at us. Even as guys, we always think that our dance, since young, our mind is like dance, is only for the girls. So the guys, it's not true. So that's our mindset. Right, but we will learn as we understand that we can worship God with even movements, and we can even draw, worship God with our painting, our arts, and we can even worship God even with our photo shooting, taking photos. That's all expression of worship in art, right? But a lot of times there are just so much to cover. Therefore, I also actually struggle a bit on writing on how to preach because there's so much to preach in. But I'm just going to talk a bit more on how do we talk about arts. Okay, then let's move on. Arts in the Bible, right? So all of you might be thinking, oh, that's the current context. Let's refer to some words in the Bible. Okay? King David danced, right? Before the Arts of Covenant. That's in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel. Everyone know the story? Don't know. Oh my goodness. Okay, all please go to the Bible school, Bible class, every Thursday, DCBS. Okay, it's really about how David really worshiped God when the Arts of Covenant come back. So he really worshiped God with dancing. Okay, these are just some of the example. And Miriam as well. He's dancing before God. Of course, you must think, oh, okay, because I'm in the dance ministry, so everything about dance. Not true, okay? Psalms. David wrote Psalms. Psalm is a word of expression, of worship. It's music, right? When he as a shepherd boy, he wrote all the Psalms when he's on the hill. He's crying out to God. So this is a way to express. So some of you might be good in writing songs, music, even poems, things that you can bring God, bring people back to God or express your worship to God. Okay? And high priest garment, that's creative, right? In the olden days. Why? Because we talk about beauty. God also emphasized on the beauty of everything, right? The garment of the high priest is so unique and so beautiful. And this, does it talk about just, or anyhow, put the cloth together and then just wear? No, because they really want to give God the best. So this is all about creativity and about art. And these are all in the Bible, right? Since way before even our time, it's already in the Bible. Are these people putting all the arts together as a way of creating, of just worship? Of course, this we'll talk about the church context in the Bible, right? So what's next? Art in the fallen world. Okay, what do you understand about art in the fallen world? Displeasing to God. Anything else? Don't be shy. Entertainment. Right? God has created a lot of things actually is really to worship. But in this fallen world, things has taken a wrong shift, to the wrong direction. So it went to entertainment. So art is to entertain people, make people happy. That is what's happening. There's nothing wrong. This is the world that we are living, and that is the reality. But I think it's good to know. Okay, what's next? Money. Right? People using art to earn money for themselves. Right? Do more money. They want to gain more wealth. So that's the arts in the fallen world. Idol worship. That's also creative, right? They create something that they can worship. Right? Sometimes you can think, God allow us to make mistakes. But I think a lot of times we also learn from our mistakes. So a lot of times it's important for us to know how do we really come back to God with what we have. So a lot of times we always think that, oh, this is the world. No, I'm sure that a lot of you as artists in the social, in the marketplace, and you're trying to understand how do I use what God has put in my heart, you know, to do, to reach out. So which will go there? So next point that I would love to share is let's redeem the arts for God, right? In the beginning, I mean, we always know that the Bible has already started saying that, oh, God created arts, that we should use it to give it all back to glory to God. But in the fallen world, that a lot of us as human nature, our desire, we have brought the art out to the world and doing things for our own desire, doing things for our own self-glory, and totally forgot that that is actually God's intention for each one of us, where he started. So, but how can we redeem the arts for God? You can always bring it back to the church as part of worship. Right? God pleases us. God enjoy our worship. God longing for that intimacy with you. When we worship, when we reach out to him, you know. This is one of the ways that I always believe that in church, that arts is actually a way to really bring us closer to God. In songs, in worship, in music. What else? Mission trip. And we can bring what God has put in your heart to go and bless other people, other nations. You know, one of the desires that I have for the creative ministry that we did is I brought the team out. So this year we went to PKH, for those who know, to teach the kids how to dance. So basically teaching them how to worship God using movements. Because Cambodians, they really love music. You're on a song, they will just jump non-stop until you have to tell them to stop. They can't stop at all. So they always look at me after one song, they say, more song. I tell them, okay, I'll just on the music, y'all can dance. I'll just stand because too tired, cannot dance too much. But they really love music. Their heart and the passion. But sadly, they don't know what they're dancing for. That's the world, context. So when I went in there, I shared with them, you can actually dance for God. You can worship God with music. And their heart is so close to the music in their hearts. So as they worship the Lord, you can see the breakthrough in them. You can see that they connect with God. You can see that they're minister. So I think we can share our gift. If you have a desire to want to bless other nations, go and do mission trip. There are certain areas in the world, certain country, they need that support. Right? But not everyone have that desire like, oh, I want to bless other nations. I want to bring my gift up out there. But I'm just to challenge you, if you have the desire and that the gift that you have, do more for God. Evangelism. If you think, oh, Cambodia too far, somewhere too far, how about Singapore? Right? SAC is a big church that have so many foreign talents, I would say foreign people, workers around us. So are we using our gift to reach out to them? Right? We don't need to go out to the world. The world is coming to us. But what are we doing to share what we have, God has put in our hearts? Right? One of the things that I think it always burns in my heart is when you see people outside, they don't deserve a lot of things. They don't have the privilege like what we have. So I was teaching the kids yesterday. I was sharing with the kids. I say, let me prepare you. Say, we are very blessed. We have aircon. We have chairs. You all can sit. And yet they don't want to learn because I was trying to teach them a dance so that we can go to Cambodia and share with the Cambodian kids. So they all say, no, teacher, tired. This one cannot remember. Blah, 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 blah. All sorts of nonsense, right? So after that, I hantam, you know hantam? I whack them straight. I think they're all quiet already. So then I show them one of the videos that we did in Cambodia with the kids. I just on that video and told them, you look at the kids. I just play the music. They're just jumping. Jump and dance with joy. But you guys here are complaining like, oh no, it's so hot, no chair. No, da, da, da. So I said, let's go out. Let's go and experience the world outside. And then when you come back, you understand how blessed you are. Right, so I'm just encourage you, no need to go too far. If you think you just want to reach out to the local here, we have a lot of Burmese around every weekend, so there are a team that are reaching out. So we can always use our gift, our talents. If you can't, you think, oh, I can't talk, draw, share the gospel. Well, just drawing out, things like that. And this is a way to reach out. And the other thing that we talk about is the manga. How many of you know this book? The manga book, right? This is comics for, maybe the younger generation. I like it too, okay? Not very young, but I still like it. You know, this is a way to reach out to the world that you don't need to talk about God, Jesus, and people were like, okay, fine, right? But you can use this kind of methods to really reach out to the people. And this is how we can use creativity, and God has helped us, and the artists that draw, that write, and this is a gift that the Lord has put into their hearts so they can use different format to really reach out to the people. So this is how we can redeem arts back to the church context rather than in the world. Right? There's so much the world can offer. Be honest. I came from a corporate background for 20 over years before I joined full-time. Not that I'm very proud that I see a lot of things, but I encounter a lot of things as well. And the Lord has prepared me as I come, I see the world and I understand how things work. And how God will help you to understand. So when you come into your calling or destiny, that's where God will reveal different things for you. You know, a lot of times, maybe like we always think, oh, this doesn't make sense to me. This is just whatever. That's why I'm trying to challenge you that let God bring you to even higher of understanding. If you have a gifting, you have art that God has put in your heart today, whether you can dance or sing, or it's fine. Any area, even draw, right? Even just worship or just writing songs, anything. A lot of times we can use all those little things to really reach out to people. And that is part of God's calling into our life. Okay. Christian artists in the marketplace. I think this is something that's really challenging. How many of you are Christian artists in the marketplace? Oh, no one. Oops. Okay, never mind. Maybe shy, okay. I think I met a couple of people that in the marketplace as Christians. Be honest, they struggle. They struggle to the understanding of the church, of the world to them. Okay, I met this boy in, I think it's NAFA, I can't remember. He actually is a video, he's studying videography. So he's trying to do like video or movie and stuff like that. So one day we were talking, and he just shared with me, say, I always wanted to be in this entertainment world. That's how I learned. But I struggle with my belief and my faith. So as a Christian, how? How can I be effective as a Christian in the marketplace? But there's so much the world expecting from him in this entertainment. Like, you should be this, do that. So again, I think all of us put in different areas that the Lord has put you. If you're as an artist, as an actor. Okay, do you know Gurmit Singh? He's a Christian actor. Do you know? Don't know. Okay, do you know he's a Christian actor? And he actually doesn't do shooting on Sunday. In case you don't know. That is his deal back then. But now I think he didn't do a lot of film anymore. He will go to church on Sunday. Right? So I think sometimes we always think it's hard because, oh no, the world has expect so much. Or if you're someone that draw. So if the company or your organization will expect you, can you draw something that's not pleasing to God? Will you do it? That will come to, will you stand on your Christian values as a Christian artist in the marketplace? Right? Because that's, for us, a lot of times we think, that's our job, what? The company pay me. Right? I think it's something for us to think deeper. Of course, some of you might be thinking, oh, I'm not an artist, oh, it's fine. But I want to out a bit of the artist side. What if you are a Christian in the marketplace? If your company asks you, let's go and do some thing that is not right, will you still stand on that Christian value? And how can we even bring back our Christian value into the marketplace? Now, God gave us the creativity, where who we are as an artist, right? But I think we need to also make use of it, safeguard of it. Because end of the day, all glory back to God. That is a very important point. Because when we do things out of His will and His purpose, I think God will be very upset on those behavior. But of course, this is a challenge for the Christian artist in the marketplace. And this is real, be honest. If you're pursuing into that area of your life, and you feel that's what God has put in your heart, oh, I want to be an actor or actress, you know, because of the fame, of the glory, of the money, whatever, then you really have to pray very hard. Pray that God will just sustain you. Pray that God will protect you. Pray that God will help you through and see you through that difficult time in your life. Because it's never easy. You know, because all of us have the desire that want to do a lot of things for God. But when we put into that situation, that temptations, we wonder, like, how am I going to survive? It's never easy, right? I share a little bit of my testimony. I discovered I love dancing when I was the age of 16, back in Malaysia. For those who know, I'm actually Malaysian. So I moved here when I was in the mid-20s. One of my desires is to tell, I just discovered, oh, actually I love music, but I don't have a chance to learn a single music, an instrument at all. Coming from not a very well-doing family. So I pick up everything by myself, my guitar, whatever, but it's all 6:30 lah. Like, never there, never here, that kind of thing. So that is how the Lord has been very graceful and really see me through because of the desire that I have. So when I grow older, one of my desires is really go to New York and do ballet. That was my dream. But never happened. That's why I'm still here. Otherwise, bye-bye, right? Too bad, right? But that was my desire. And I always ask God, I say, I want. So I worked very hard. So I went to Australia for some exchange. I've been looking for school, for creative arts school. Like, okay, hopefully I can go there. Then don't need to come, no, no need to come back and learn and stuff like that. But somehow God is just how amazing. No, none of the door open now, obviously. That's why I'm still here, right? But God has, very amazing, has been preparing me through the years. So I've been serving in the church, in the ministry, in the creative ministry, in the dance ministry for many years. One of the things that really speaks to me and convicts me so much about art is because every time I dance, I feel the breakthrough in my life, in my heart, and I feel healing. Which some of you like, whatever. But it speaks a lot to me. So I'm just going to encourage you. When God gives you a gift, something that even you think is just so little, But God can expand it, right? Not just for yourself, even for other people. So before I joined staff from SCC, I was in KUS, Church of Savior. So those who know, KUS actually have a very strong creative arts ministry, and they're very prophetic and very supernatural. They basically will hear God to speak as they dance, as they paint, as they flag, whatever they do, they just really share, you know, the love. So I remember that one Sunday we were doing platform dance in KUS. As we just, usually what we do is there's a few of us, we will pray and we ask the Lord for a message that we can release. So we just dance and dance. Okay, whatever. So God say, just dance. So we'll dance. So after the whole worship, so one of the members will just come after the service, just approach us and say, hey, can I just share with you something? Say, yeah, as you were dancing, because we were dancing on this song, Amazing Grace, your chain has gone. I've been set free. If you know that song. Right, so we were doing some movements on that song. So this sister will just approach and say, just to share with you, as you were doing that piece, God just broke my chain. I can feel that in my spirit, the Lord has just set me free. Wow. That moment, like us, oh, okay, sure not. Right, we start wondering. But we trust God. We re-trust God that God has set this sister free. And that is a testimony. Right, it encourages us as well. Because sometimes God can do things that even as human, we just don't believe it, right? But in the back, our role is always direct them back to God. God is still the final decision maker, the final person that have all the glory, not us. We are just the instruments, the mouthpiece that the Lord has put in our hearts, right? So today, if you are in your workplace, you are an artist, you are drawing. So every time I'll tell them, as you draw, just say a prayer. Even though the things you might not what you want to do, but because the company expect you to do, just draw as you pray and ask God anointing upon you. Even as you sing, you know, as you play, whatever that you're doing, even as you act. You know, sometimes as an actor, we certain role is not what we want, but because you are asked to task, you are asked to cast to do that role, you might like, ah. So it's fine. As long as our motive, our purpose are right, when we stand before God and we act, we do it for God. Same thing I always tell my ministry members. When we flag, when we dance, when we paint, it's not a performance. It's never a performance. We are here not to perform. We are here to minister. Once you change your mindset, you understand, I'm not here to perform to you. I'm here to perform to the audience of one, which is God. But I'm here to minister to you by God, by Holy Spirit, speak through you. So that is more powerful. Because otherwise, every day come up here, every day we dance, it's just a duty. How long can we serve until we are 70s? Very hard, right? You get burned out, you get tired. But when we tap on God as our source, as our desire, that will help you go a long way, right? Because we definitely will see, we'll meet people that rejects you, we'll see people that will hurt you, we'll meet people that will discourage you, even Christians, be honest. But how do we stay focused? And what God has put in each one of our hearts? I think that's very important. Okay. Oops, sorry. So that's my conclusion. No matter what gifting you are having, your gift is a celebration of God and a part of God's call in your life. Okay, I'll give you time to think. Not all of us are called into full-time in church, right? I always tell people, it's fine. If God never called into full-time, don't rush in. It's totally fine to be in the corporate. I always tell Pastor Harley, I would love to go back to corporate if I can. But I think God has a time, and God has a season, and God has His plan. It's how we re-walk into our call and our destiny. And I truly believe that all this year, and how God has prepared me to come in who I am, you know? So, as I go back to the testimony, you know, my dream is really to go to New York and do ballet and stuff like that. Really want to pursue in the dance, but it never happened. But today, I can stand here and tell you honestly how God has prepared me. I'm still doing dance. I'm still teaching dance after 20 years. No, okay, 30 years lah. Okay, so that dream was maybe 20 or the, no, 15, right? So as I look back on my journey of my faith, on choosing to believe God has a plan for me, He will honor. So same thing that I want to challenge for those who are still searching, Do I need to pursue in the art area of arts? No, expectations are high. Be honest, you're going to have a lot of stress because your company or your bosses will expect the best from you. They will squeeze you dry. Because creativity, it doesn't come just naturally. You can copy one time, copy two time, copy three time. That's all, full stop. Every time the thing that you do is the same. So you really need to tap on God to be your source. So everything that comes out is new, is fresh. Even sometimes as human being, we look at it, it's so boring, but you will not know. God might use what you have produced to bless other people. Right? So it's always a gift to celebrate. So let me just going to close here. Just ask you to think. Okay? Let's just bow our head and just think. If you think that you are someone that don't have any talent, not creative at all, or you can just ask God today. God revealed to me that creativity for those who don't think you don't have lah. Okay? That's for first group. So you ask the Lord to reveal to you. For the second group, if you are an artist and you really want to ask God, like, God, help me. How can I use my gift to bless other people, other nations? You ask the Lord to show you the way. And the third group are the Christian artists in the marketplace. If you struggle, expectations from your company, organization, or even you're searching, whether should I pursue my arts in the corporate world, in the marketplace, I want you to ask God to give you that confirmation. Is that area that you want to pursue? And ask God to give you that peace. You and God, you speak to God. As we say, we are all created in God's image. We have the relationship with God. So let me just encourage you to just approach Him because He welcomes us. How can we connect with Him and tell Him our desire this morning? If you're still searching, you're still not sure what you want to do, ask the Lord to show you in this area of arts. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for who you call us to be, a child of God, that we can be a worshiper, Lord. To begin with, we worship you for who we are, who you are. Even the talents and the gift, the creativity that are put in our hearts, we pray that God, Lord, you just expand that. Expand that for the glory of your kingdom. Seal in us our heart this morning, your word, that as we go out from here, God, that Father, it's a reminder for us how blessed we are with all the things to learn, all the things that are put in our life. Help us, Lord, to make use of that, Lord. As we learn from the parable, Lord, of the talents, how can we multiply the talents that you put in our hearts? Teach us, Lord, Father, not to keep to ourselves, but help us to use it, Lord, for the glory of your kingdom. So we thank you once again. So bless our time, even as we go into a time of communion with you. We ask, God, that, Lord, you just quicken our spirit, Lord, now. Open our hearts. And that we can see you, Lord. So we thank you and pray all this in Jesus' name.